This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's gossip you can brush your teeth to. All right, Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And don't forget, holidays just around the corner. You can be a holiday hero with a $1,000 holiday loan. They're now available at pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right, well, today being Halloween, we're going to start off with Forbes' top earning dead celebrities of 2019. Yeah, they say you can't take it with you, but these dead celebrities are still making more money than we'll ever see in our lifetime.
That's Elvis, Michael Jackson.
Close.
Who?
Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
With 60 million. Then Elvis.
Oh, wow.
With way less, 39 million. Charles Schulz, you know, he did the Peanut cartoon.
Yeah.
Making 38 million. Arnold Palmer, he's a golfer, right?
Yep.
Yep. Making 30 million. Bob Marley with 20 million. And Dr. Seuss with 19 million.
Because we keep buying his books.
That's right. Books.
And if you want to see who else makes the list, I've got that online. But yeah, I mean, who can't own one more copy of Green Eggs and Ham and Sam I Am and all that fun stuff?
When I die, we'll get the person most in debt.
There you go.
The top of that list.
Top of Forbes list for that? Sure.
I believe it.
So do I.
But I buy you nice stuff.
Thank you.
Kylie Jenner has filed for a restraining order against a fan who somehow made it past her security and all the way to her front door. Guy walked up and started pounding on her door, claiming he was there to see her. Needless to say, escorted off the property by security and arrested. And we don't even know how he got there. Obviously, security not doing the greatest job. She's got a restraining order, and Kylie was not home at the time. But she is concerned, and you know, especially now being a new mom, always concerned for your kids.
Right.
Do they fire these security people after things like this happen?
I don't know. I mean,
no.
And can you get away with it if you say I was just trick-or-treating early?
In a gated community.
Right.
Okay. DinaStirt.com. Katy Perry is the latest artist being sued by paparazzi over a photo of herself. This one over a photo that she used when she was dressed as Hillary Clinton. And that was back in 2016. So she posted that photo without permission. So they are suing her. She hasn't commented on it. I don't think these celebrities care. They'll just pay that little fee, like Justin Bieber. You know, he was sued. He settled out of court, and he doesn't even have to take the photo down, which is great for him because it's already got 4 million likes.
Wow, you know? That's good.
Also, a Showbiz Reports Gone Girl actress Emily Ratajkowski is facing a lawsuit, too, for posting a picture without permission. So, you know, but I guess you have to weigh the benefits, you know, the pros and the cons. Like, it's an awesome picture of me. Is it worth a fine?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can post any pictures you want of us. We will not sue you. Unless we're eating, like, in the process of eating a taco.
There's some not-so-great pictures of me out there. I don't know. I might sue.
Wow. DinaStirt.com. I want to see these.
And Ed Sheeran is worried that fans could easily get sick of him. His manager says they make sure that doesn't happen. Ed's manager said, I never want anyone to be bored of him, but I guess if he's top of the charts, then they're possibly not. But you want to make sure there's fair representation. So we're very conscious of not doing overkill. But his manager did say, we've been doing it for 10 years where we really have overkilled, but no one seems sick of it. We are very conscious of too much Ed Sheeran. So I guess when the fans stop screaming as loudly as they do wherever he goes, then you'll know his star power is starting to fade.
And they're backing him off. They're like, okay, let's not have a hit this week.
Yeah.
Okay? We'll start a Monday again.
Yeah.
Don't think we have to worry about Ed Sheeran's star power fading anytime soon. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew continues next on 94.7 WMAS.
Good news, just a few minutes so the kids can listen on the way to school. The Monster Mash is coming up.
Yay!
For your Halloween favorites all morning long. And time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got holiday loans now available up to $1,000. For more details, you can visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in dirt, Dina?
Coffeegate is what's up. You remember Game of Thrones, the coffee cup that made it into one of the scenes.
Yeah, how did it make it in there with no one catching it?
That's the thing. And, you know, they're blaming, you know, this person, that person. And ultimately, the fault fell fell on Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys Targaryen. She was just a scapegoat, though. It wasn't even her cup. She has finally come clean about whose cup it was.
So she took one for the team.
She did.
Wow.
Well, not really if she's saying it's someone else's. Well, now.
Yeah, now she's tired of complaining for it. But she said that she only found out herself recently whose cup it was. She said, we had a party before the Emmys recently, and Conleth, who plays Varys, who's sitting next to me in that scene, pulls me aside and he's like, Emilia, I've got to tell you something. The coffee cup was mine.
Is he the bald? He was the bald.
He was the bald guy.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. He played Varys. He was very much a deceitful character on the show. So I'm not surprised he kept it from her.
Yeah.
But he said it was his. And he said, I'm so sorry. I didn't want to say anything, though, because it seemed the heat was on you.
That's so funny.
Typical spider behavior.
They can continue to make news for the next 20 years. Just say, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was somebody else.
DinaStirt.com.
Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp may not make it down the aisle after all. They've been together 8 years on and off. They got engaged last year, but now we hear that Meg has pulled the plug on the engagement, according to Us Weekly.
I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I forget they were even together at the end of these years. It seemed like an odd couple to get together. But
now you don't have to worry about it, because apparently she was spotted without her engagement ring on at the Governor's Awards last weekend. So far, no official word from either of the stars, but they've done this before. Like, they broke up in 2014 and in 2015, and they got back together in 2017. And so, I mean, they're like on-off. We'll have to see. But, I mean, recently she posted a photo of her in some undergarments, some very sexy selfies, but she said it was just to promote her friend's new line of undergarments.
Okay. All right.
It could have been, or this could be like her new dating online profile picture. I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know how John Mellencamp feels about that.
DinaStirt.com.
Real Housewives alum Caroline Manzo thinks Teresa Giudice is just ridiculous for accusing her of being the rat that landed her husband Joe Giudice behind bars. Oh, these New Jersey housewives. She says, yeah, Teresa's right. We couldn't be more opposite. I spent 20 years paying off a mortgage, did it the old-fashioned way, blood, sweat, and tears. She's living the Godfather life. She calls her being, you know, she basically says she's crooked. And
wow.
She says that maybe she's the one who's the rat. So she calls her delusional as well, grasping at straws.
Was there a coffee cup in one of their scenes?
I don't
know
if there was a coffee cup. I think we need to invite Caroline back onto the show.
That was my coffee cup, too. I admit it.
It's always the coffee cup that gets people.
DinaStirt.com.
And Kim Kardashian is suing the makeup app iHandy for $10 million for using her image without permission. Now, according to TMZ, Kim is accusing iHandy of profiting from a photo that she was supposed to be using to promote her own beauty line. So it's like they took it to promote their beauty line. She wanted it for her beauty line. Now, here's what her lawyers are saying. They're not buying iHandy's defense that they didn't know the picture was of Kim. Defendant claims absurdly as its alleged defense that they didn't know that the unlicensed, unauthorized photo they knowingly stole and misappropriated was that of Kim Kardashian West, one of the most famous and recognizable women in the world.
So
that's what it reads.
It's just too bad you stole a famous person's photo online.
Yeah.
Somebody else's.
That's their point. Is like, she's so famous, you're going to tell us you didn't know that that was her?
Especially on makeup. Like, I wouldn't know what she looked like on the street. But, I mean, if I did a makeup line, I'd probably know her.
That is true.
Now everybody knows iHandy. Maybe it was worth the cost
worth
of
it.
Getting sued.
Maybe. We'll have to see how it plays out in court. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
And now Dina's Dirt at the 40. She is buried in stories today. Trying to think of some kind of Halloween reference, right? It's 8:39.
Yeah, I'd rather be buried in chocolate, but okay.
There you go. Now in dirt. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Holidays around in the corner, and you can be a holiday hero with a $1,000 holiday loan now available at pvcu.org for all the details. So what's up, Dina?
All right, Paris Hilton, she's always loved her Juicy Couture velour tracksuits, okay? And they fill her closets to this day. I mean, we remember she's been wearing these for years past, and just the other day, we were talking about how velour tracksuits are making a comeback in the early 2000s.
So comfy. Yeah.
So if you remember when she was starring on The Simple Life with Nicole Richie, and, you know, she just loved those velour tracksuits. She never got rid of them. And she says, you know, I do have my own sense of style. However, my everyday wear is very comfortable. Love Juicy Couture's velour tracksuits. I probably own, are you ready for this? 100 of them.
Wow.
In every color. She calls it her uniform for chilling at home or going to the beach. Anything that doesn't involve a red carpet.
I don't don't remember these. I'll have to look this up.
Just well, basically fuzzy sweats, you know, like yoga pants, but like velour.
Yeah, do they make underwear like that?
I don't know.
Although
so.
You might slide off a chair.
But this is great.
Do you just sit around in your underwear? Are you wearing pants right now?
No, with the pants on, you slide around. All right.
Well, I just love that I never gave up my velour pants. So now, thank you, Paris Hilton, for making them relevant
again.
Quick to Goodwill.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, she's the Spice Girl that almost wasn't. A new report claims that the Spice Girls manager had plans to fire one of the Spice Girls during the early days of the band for being tone deaf and having awful timing, which meant she was unable to sing in tune or dance in time.
Wow.
Who was that?
She must have been the
Victoria
hottest
Beckham.
One. The hottest one.
I don't know. You think it's Victoria Beckham? Who
That's
do you think
vote.
It was?
I don't know.
Okay, it was Jerry Halliwell. Is Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice.
Is she the hottest one? I forget.
She's the redhead one. Okay. So I don't know who you think is the hottest one.
Kind of arbitrary.
Well, no, because you didn't overlook her bad singing if she made the group look really, really good.
What's interesting is she was the one who decided to leave in 1998. So, you know, poo on you, Mr. Manager. You don't need to fire me. I'm leaving anyway.
Wow.
DinaStirt.com.
American Horror Story just celebrated its 100th episode this week with a big bash at Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Oh, it's a great place to celebrate.
Yeah.
But don't worry, as the show's 9th season comes to an end, the show does have another season ordered already. Creator Ryan Murphy sees more than just the next season in the future. He says, I always have the next season decided by Halloween. So if you want to know what the next season's going to be all about, tonight would be the night to hit him up.
Talk to him. Yeah,
and a plan is around Halloween for the 100th episode.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Perfect.
DinaStirt.com.
And Kim Kardashian found something in her house she did not want to find. It was a tarantula.
What? How does that get in there?
Posted this on her Instagram story. Well, I don't know how it got in there, but all I know is it's been happening a lot, apparently. She says she's got tarantulas in her backyard, and her sister Courtney has a lot of tarantulas in her yard, too, and they've shared pictures and videos of these.
So is this a California thing?
This the must be a California thing.
Place?
Yeah,
that's
so
creepy.
I didn't think
it
they
must
were
be normal there.
Like, I didn't think wild tarantulas were around.
Unless they're stalking her.
Oh, they're Maybe. There. I mean, unless someone's got them as pets and they're dumping them in their yard. But she,
it's really rude of that person.
She even said she
that is not a good neighbor.
Three tarantulas because it's mating season, and so they're pretty active.
Ah.
I didn't know it took three tarantulas to make one, but that's what she found anyway.
And there's something you can't unsee.
Interesting.
That is true. I would move. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.